Hello and welcome to this journalism.co.uk podcast with me, Catalina Albanu. This week, we'll take a look at the possibilities for mobile journalism, or Mojo, on Android devices and why recent updates could make Mojo a game changer for journalism in certain parts of the world. In the last 12 months, new apps have come to Android devices. Users can now live stream with Periscope or Meerkat, create text-based animations with Legend, or shoot video with Filmic Pro. You can now also upload videos to Twitter from your camera roll. And all of these features and apps used to be iOS only, but their arrival on Android could make Android phones more useful for reporters. Florian Reichardt is a video producer and videographer working with theatres in his local area. He first got interested in mobile journalism when he bought a second-generation iPod Touch. But he thinks no one should be forced to buy an iPhone or any other iOS device to be a mobile journalist. He runs @smartfilming on Twitter, where he shares his Mojo experience across platforms, including Android and Windows Phone. He sums up what's new and significant on Android.
Probably the three big things that made Android better as an app platform within the last year or months was the arrival of Periscope, Filmic Pro, and the second video track option on the video editing app KineMaster.
iOS is still the platform of choice for many mobile journalists in the UK and Europe, where news organizations have either kitted their reporters with iPhones or the journalists use their own phones. Bjorn Stashen works as a staff reporter for NDR, the public service broadcaster for Northern Germany, which contributes to the nationwide ARD channel. He works to integrate mobile journalism into newsroom workflows, and while many of his colleagues mainly work on iPhones, he's trying to be platform agnostic and says attitudes to Mojo vary significantly around the world.
I've been training journalists in Hamburg and in Germany for around 2 years now, and here it is still seen as an add-on, because we can still afford more expensive cameras and we can still afford more complicated workflows. So it is seen as a way to explore kind of possibilities of what might be, or a way of delivering mobile content for social platforms in addition to what you do for like the classic linear television. But I've been also training journalists abroad. The last group I trained were journalists who work with BBC Media Action in Yangon in Myanmar. And that was really a revelation to me, because there it makes such a big difference. They have been training journalists as VJs to enforce free media developing in a country that is just opening up to democracy. But a VJ camera was just much too expensive for any journalist to afford. So since they had the idea of introducing Mojo to journalists, and since they have been training, it's just been the thing. Mobile journalism is the only possibility of making television journalism or of making moving image content for web besides the state broadcaster. And that is just that makes mobile journalism so relevant to journalists in developing countries. And that was really nice. And there as well, iPhones are much too expensive for journalists to use. And Android is the system that's been used by many. So two things came together. First of all, it was extremely relevant to do it with a phone because there is no other way. And secondly, Android was good enough to deliver what you want. So there in Burma, I had the feeling Android mobile journalism is the thing to look at, really.
It's hard to downplay the significance of accessible mobile journalism around the world.
It is a game changer because Android is the platform that is widely spread in other regions of the world, like Asia, like Burma. And if mobile journalism was something only for iPhones, it wouldn't change the world and it wouldn't change journalism in developing countries. But now, as it is so good on Android and as it is working on Android, it is a game changer. Android makes mobile journalism a game changer for journalism in developing countries, in countries that are just democratizing themselves. in countries where free media is just starting to grow. That will only work and will much quicker work with Android.
The majority of Android devices also bring to the table features and options that aren't so easily accessible on iOS. Florian explains what advantages Android mobile journalists have over iOS users.
One advantage that has been there for a long time is the availability of an exchangeable battery on a lot of devices. Not all devices, but a lot of devices have the option to exchange the battery. So if you run out of power, you can just swap out the batteries and you have, you know, fully restored battery power, which the iPhone doesn't offer because the battery is built in. So if something happens to the battery, you know, it's always a kind of a mess to replace it. There is a way to replace it, but, you know, no regular user can do it. You have to send it in and then they do something to it. But so the exchangeable battery is one thing. If you're out in the field, you know, it's terrible if you're trying to shoot an interview and, you know, you run out of power. And, you know, if you don't have a power source at the moment, then, you know, you might lose important footage and you don't want, that's really a terrible situation. So exchangeable battery is a good thing, in my opinion. Also, the micro SD card, there is a lot of Android phones have the ability to expand the internal storage with a micro SD card. And this not only gives you, you know, more storage so you can record and save more stuff on your phone, it's also a workflow advantage. If you hand your footage over to an editor, if you're shooting it, but you're not editing it, but you have to give the footage to an editor, you can just drop the micro SD card, you know, at the editor's desk and then leave with your phone again and, you know, do some more shooting. You don't have to leave your device there. And this is depending, you know, on what you're doing. I mean, if you're editing on your phone, this might not be such a big deal. But, you know, if you have a workflow where you're shooting and someone else is editing, you can just drop off the card and then go about your business.
There are many Android devices to choose from, which means you can find a device that suits your particular mobile journalism needs. For example, there are phones out there that feature optical zoom, a handy option to have if you are filming a lot and in situations where it's not always easy to get physically closer. But one of the downsides of using an Android device is fragmentation. As Android phones come from different manufacturers, sometimes apps which work great on some devices don't work on others at all, or are missing features because of a difference in processing power, so your device can't really run all the features the right way. This doesn't happen on iPhones, which gives iOS an advantage for teams where uniformity is key and cost isn't really an issue.
Well, you can't deny that Android has a problem with fragmentation. I mean, you know, you can look at it from two sides. You can see it as a variety of devices where you can choose from. But with that, you know, it's not all good. It comes fragmentation. And so you might run into a situation where a certain app does not run on your phone or not all features are supported. But that's usually the case with manufacturers that are not that well known. There are a lot of companies from China coming in, which actually produce quality-wise really good phones, but the software is sort of, you know, they have their own custom layer over the Android OS. And so sometimes that causes problems with apps. But also, I'd say that usually it's the, you know, if you buy a budget device, then yeah, some apps actually, you know, they need a certain power to run, or the device needs to be powerful enough to actually, you know, run the app with all its features. So if you're buying a budget Android device, probably can't handle it. And then the app developer probably says, okay, I could give you the app, but it won't work very well. And in that case, it might just be better to not even have the app available for that specific device. And when I was just talking about the custom UIs that the manufacturers, the companies are putting over the Android stock OS, and it's not just companies from China. It's also basically, you know, LG and Sony, they also have their custom layers. And it's not stock Android. If you want stock Android, you have to buy the Nexus devices, which are sort of directly coming from Google. Google is not actually producing them. They always pick a manufacturer. Like the latest two Nexus devices were produced by LG and Huawei, but they sort of support the company in the process of actually, you know, producing that phone. So it's basically, you know, you get the pure Android experience without a custom layer from the manufacturer.
So if you already have an Android device, or if you're thinking of switching from iPhones, here's Bjorn's starter kit to get you set up.
Talking hardware, good sound is crucial, and sound equipment is the thing that makes your video professional. So I would advise to get an external microphone. And in my eyes, the best one to get is a lavalier microphone for getting proper interviews, because the phone camera can still deal kind of with, you know, atmospheric sound that will still kind of work. Street noise, noise of people doing something. But in interviews, you notice that an external microphone is missing. So if you want to get one thing, get an external lavalier microphone. And if you want to get a second thing, get a tripod, maybe a GorillaPod with magnetic feet that you can use everywhere, that you can pin to a traffic sign, to traffic lights, wherever, and you can talk to camera wherever you are. Software-wise, I would advise to get a good camera app. There are basically two. One is Cinema FV5. The other one is Filmic Pro. My heart goes with Filmic Pro, but they still have a little bit of a way to go on Android. Cinema FV5 is also good. And then you need an edit app. So I would advise on either KineMaster or PowerDirector. KineMaster, with a great advantage of a second video track, and also with the advantage of leaving your frame rate as in the original material. So if you want to produce 25 frames per second, you can do that with KineMaster. It'll just stay where it is. But KineMaster has this pain in the ass subscription model. So you'll need to pay for that every month. You can't just buy the app. Whereas you can buy PowerDirector, which is also a good app, costs you around 10 euros or something. Doesn't have a second video track, but it's still good enough to edit decent journalistic news packages.
And if you're entirely new to Mojo and to video journalism, before you throw any money at apps or kits, make sure you know the basics. By using just your phone, you can practice framing a shot and work out how to piece together a sequence. All of these apps won't help much if you don't have a good grasp on video grammar in the first place. You've been listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast. Go to our website for more advice for mobile journalists. Any tips or app recommendations to share? You can tweet us at Journalism News.